Want to see Philadelphia's long-awaited Mormon Temple? You better hurry. Starting next week, the new Mormon Temple in Philadelphia will be open to the public for 1 month before being closed off to anyone who is not a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins took a preview tour.
It took 5 years to build the temple on Vine Street above Interstate 676. In September, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints will formally dedicate it, and until then, the temple is an open house. Normally, only card-carrying congregants are allowed inside. In the entrance lobby, where Mormons have their cards checked, is a painting of the signing of the United States Constitution. Senior church leader Larry Wilson says the church believes the hand of God was part of that signing.
And we believe that part of the reason for the founding of this country was to enable a faith such as ours to be established and to grow and flourish the way it has.
Much of this temple is inspired by those founding fathers, including the classic Georgian architectural style. Of all the 152 temples built by LDS around the world, this is the only one with chandeliers, stair railings, and decorative trim harkening back to that colonial era.
As we go down this hallway, there's a room kind of immediately to the right, and you'll see white clothing in there. When people come to the temple, the first thing they do is they change out of their street clothes into white clothing.
All the ceremonies that take place here require congregants to be dressed in white. It's a way to equalize everyone. They can choose what kind of clothing so long as it's white. Regular baptisms do not happen inside this temple. They happen in normal meeting halls spread around the region and the country. Nevertheless, these sacred temples have elaborate baptismal pools built on the backs of 12 sculptural oxen. These are not for the living. They're strictly for baptizing ancestors.
All the baptisms performed here are in behalf of deceased persons. So this would be for your great-great-grandfather or your fifth great-grandmother or whoever it might be.
This practice has run the Mormons into some trouble in the past. At one point, it had to order members to not baptize Holocaust victims. As you go up into the higher floors, the interior fixtures become fancier, more expensive. The first floor has tile floors and brass chandeliers. The second floor has hardwood floors and woven carpets, hallways trimmed in Doric columns. Third floor has crystal chandeliers. The columns are carved Corinthian. The fourth floor has the marriage rooms, where bride and groom are sealed. That means they're bonded for this life and beyond.
Most marriages in our world are performed till death do you part, or some similar language to that. The understanding is that it's a relationship that will endure for mortality. We believe that the marriage relationship endures beyond this life.
Only Mormon wedding guests are allowed here to see the ceremony. Even parents of the bride and groom, who are not Mormon, are prohibited. Same-sex marriages are not allowed. Gay Mormons in civil marriages are not considered in good standing with the church and would not be allowed inside the temple.
Oh, sure.
These temples are the only places where certain formal ceremonies can take place. Vi Sikahima, a television sportscaster with NBC 10 in Philadelphia, grew up Mormon in a thatched roof cabin on the island of Tonga, 2,000 miles from the nearest Mormon temple in New Zealand. In order to be sealed forever, his parents saved for 6 years to buy one-way fare for themselves and their three kids.
We traveled by boat from Tonga to Fiji, which is in a day and a half travel, spent a night there, and then we flew from Suva, Fiji to Auckland, New Zealand, the capital. And it was a two-hour bus ride to Hamilton, where the temple is. My parents sold everything in order to come up with the fare.
After the sealing ceremony, Sikahima remembers his father shearing sheep in New Zealand for 3 months to buy passage back home for himself and his family. About 40,000 congregants in southeast Pennsylvania, South Jersey, Delaware, and parts of Maryland are expected to use the Philadelphia Temple. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.